Now, let's read today's passage, New Testament, 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that might he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. It's raining today, isn't it? But cherry blossoms are beginning to bloom alongside Sakura River. And many people who come to this church get to see the cherry blossom. You know, we don't have to go any special place to see the cherry blossom bloom, but we can see them right there. I can see the cherry blooming every day. But right now, because of the coronavirus, I can't go out with the people in Kira Kira service. And one thing I miss is that I was not being able to eat a Kira Kira lunch with the clients at Kira Kira service. You know, I drive the bus for the Kira Kira service. Usually when I do that and I come back, and then at the lunchtime the clients at Kira service give me extra food that they have, so I usually eat more, get to eat more, because they all give a little bit of their obento to me. So I have not been able to do that because of coronavirus, and so I feel I lost some weight and my face has become smaller. And I'm also worried whether the clients at the Kira Kira service may have lost their weight as well. So I worry about many things, but because I have the Bible, that encourages that I'm okay. Again, let me read 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. God's mighty hand. That's the word I see in that passage. He's not just watching us. Whenever necessary, he helps us with his mighty hand. So God is leading me, I believe, and God is leading me, people, the clients at Kira Kira service as well. And this phrase, this passage gives me comfort. So even if I don't get to see them, the clients at Kira Kira service, I believe God is protecting each one of them. So even if I can do nothing for them because of the coronavirus, God is protecting them. So that God is giving me this faith, and God is, in a sense, training me through this trial. And what is important in our faith in God is that our humbleness. That's why it says, the passage says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand. So, God has always protected us with His mighty hand. I've spent so much time with clients of Kira Kira Service, and I received many blessings. Not just the special lunch that I received, I was able to see how they live their lives with strong faith in God, and how wonderful it is to be able to be led by God. I was able to see that in their lives. And God gave me many opportunities to grow, not only physically, but also spiritually. With humbleness, with faith, and entrusting everything to God, we need to walk with God. Of course, it's not easy to be humble. We often try to solve things, try to solve things on our own, and trusting too much of our power, and then we become arrogant and we have too much confidence. So sometimes we refuse to be humble and refuse leadership by God. This is what Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. He went on, what comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. So when we have bad desires within us, and then we become arrogant, so Jesus told us to repent and turn away from sins. So God sometimes teaches us to be humble through many methods. Sometimes that include our physical weaknesses, or our difficult experiences, or through our human relationships, or through God's Word. Through this coronavirus pandemic, we are being taught how weak we are. We are physically weak. And we have evil desires that we see in society. And I also realize how powerless I am. The fact that I cannot do much for the clients in Kira Kira Service because of the coronavirus. But God's Word in the Bible encourages me. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. God says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Do you understand what this means? When we are weak, we can receive God's blessings. Under the coronavirus pandemic, we've been able to keep this worship service. Now we have devised different ways to participate in worship service. And we have now online service as well. So this has been open not only to people who come to church to this physical building, but also other people who are online. So actually, this opened up opportunities for other people as well. And also, this coronavirus gave me opportunity to talk with Kira Kira Service clients using phone. And I realized how important it is for this church to have the Kira Kira Service for older adults. So when we acknowledge our weaknesses and when we ask for God's help, then God's power works. That's why the earlier passage said, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So when God leads us, we can experience many blessings, so we don't have to worry. 1 Peter chapter 5, 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. God is concerned about you. We need to entrust him for everything. Cast all your anxiety on him. Instead of trying to do everything on your own, we need to trust him. And God will lead us. So we need to be humble before God. Jesus Christ also said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He says, just come to me. So he's inviting us. When I first went to church in my life, this is the phrase that I learned. I was shocked when I first learned of this passage. At that time I was so tired of trying to solve problems all on my own. I felt so much pressure, and I felt like I became free when I read this passage. But even after I become Christian, I try to do things all using my power. It's oftentimes difficult to walk humbly with Jesus. Sometimes I just start walking all by myself. It's not easy sometimes to completely trust God and to trust God's mighty hand. outside the church, you know, society tells us, you know, we live in a competitive world. So we need to compete. We need to self-reliant. Otherwise, we fail. If we are not productive, we will be excluded. That's why we have fear and uncertainty. So we don't want to acknowledge our weaknesses. But the Bible says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So we are in a dilemma, right, between what God says and what the world says to us. So we are not sure sometimes to trust God. So we are not sure if humbleness and acknowledging weaknesses is a good idea in our world. That's how I feel. In the same way, in the Old Testament period, if you look at Exodus chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Moses was received this important responsibility to free people of Israel from Egyptian slavery. But Moses had lots of issues because he wasn't sure if he just could trust God. He was not sure what he was supposed to do. He was afraid that things will get worse. He wanted to escape from that important responsibility. Then he heard God's voice. If you look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 2, God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. Moses looked at reality in this world, just like we do. He looked at his own ability, he looked at his own plan, and he knew he was weak, he knew he was powerless, and he did not know what to do. Then he heard God's voice. I am the Lord. God said, I am the Lord. And he said to Moses, in a sense, it is not you who will do it. I will do it. Trust me. That's the word that Moses heard. I am the Lord. That's the voice of God. So that's what God says to us as well. Sometimes we can't do anything, even with some people's help. But the things can be done when God leads us. We need to trust God, and we need to ask Him for help. And then there is a way forward. My daughter, has many things she can't do at this point, but she knows how to ask me for help. So she trusts me and my wife. She trusts us. When I see my daughter, I also realize that I have things that I am not completely in control of. So that's why I trust God, that God will lead me. So in a sense, I'm learning from my daughter my relationship with God. My daughter now lately often says, no. It's kind of difficult. She doesn't want to take a bath. She says, no. And once she takes a bath, she doesn't want to get out of the bathtub. She resists everything we say now. So sometimes she's beginning to say more and more the word no to me lately. One time when after church, she was sitting in my car in the not in the passenger seat, but in the driver's seat, and she doesn't want to move. So my relationship with my daughter is getting more and more difficult lately. She's very willful. So then, what about my relationship with God? Am I sitting in the driver's seat in my life, or without letting God sit in my driver's seat? But my daughter still wants to be held, and for a little daughter, their parents are a big presence, and I want to be held by God as well. Moses heard the word of God, I am the Lord, and he led people of Israel out of Egypt, and he experienced the God's power, and then Moses realized that how much the Lord can do for us when we trust him. Sometimes we feel our power is quite limited, but when we know we are weak, that's an opportunity for God to work in our lives. So when we boast our weaknesses, God can do more things for us, and God help us with his mighty hand. You know, when a child says, please help me, I can't do this, then parents are willing to help. But if the child says, I'm going to do it by myself, then parents cannot help the child. In the same way, Moses learned that he was weak, and then he realized how powerful God was. And this is what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. When you go to war against your enemies and seize horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, Hear Israel, Today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. The people of Israel was saved from the land of Egypt. But that was the end of their story. They needed to go to another place. So, as you know, when we are saved, when we experience salvation, that's not the end of our lives. And there is a way forward. And the priest and Moses led people of Israel. So we need to be led not by power, but by the word of God. God leads us with his word. Listen, Israel. Hear, Israel. Today you're going to battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Peter, a disciple of Jesus, was led by Jesus, and he realized that. You can see his encounter with Jesus in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats to so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so are James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Peter realize his weaknesses and sinfulness as well. And then he observed the power of Jesus. So he decided to leave everything and follow him. As Peter experienced, we sometimes experience how, when we realize how God works. Can you leave everything and follow Jesus? My life as a Christian has been blessed with many blessings. I became a Christian. I was led to a church 16 years ago. I heard the phrase, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest." And I heard his voice saying, "Follow me." And I decided to serve God and church. And that's why I came here 6 years ago to Megumi Church. I listened to God's word. And I prayed. And he led me in my life. I became a staff member here at this church, and I have fellowship with young people. And I met my wife in this church, and I became given this job as a social welfare position here at this church. And I've been working in the church's Kira Kira service. So there's been so many blessings. Sometimes things are very difficult, and I'm worried about things. I'm tired and worried about things as well, and realize how weak I am. But I've been led by God so far. I at one point I did not know God, and I did not know how to be humble. But I met Jesus, and I've been led by Jesus Christ, and I'm standing in front of you. And when Pastor Hong went to America, I came here in this church. I'm still with you, and I've been blessed. Again, today's passage: humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. We are being led by God's mighty hand, and we want to walk with God. Let us pray. Our God in heaven, thank you for always preparing a way for us to go. And we thank you for so many blessings. We know we are sinful, and we try to do things all by ourselves, and we go astray sometimes because we are led by society. But you told me to be humble before you, and you told us to cast our anxiety on you. So we're going to acknowledge our weakness and our sinfulness. And you are inviting us to you. We will walk with you in your will, and give us joy, and give us all the blessings. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.